Today is the feast day, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. And it is one of the oldest feast days of our church. It began in the 4th century, so a very long time ago, and has been kept ever since. There was a time, of course, when it was more commonly known as Candlemas, and candles were lit, and some of us remember when this parish did that as well. Many candles. Now that we've moved into this age where candles are more of a pleasure than a necessity, you know, these candles have oil in them. The ones behind the altar are now LED candles. I could give you all a candle to take home. You may not even have a place to put a candle. It's one of the things about how we have changed and moved over the years, but we still celebrate this as the light, the festival of light. And that makes sense because, of course, when it was created, it was between the longest day of the year and spring coming. And so this is the halfway point, and people needed to feel light. We need to feel light. And so we still celebrate it today, and it is a wonderful, wonderful story that we read this morning. Part of its wonder for me is the characters in it. Some Gospels are kind of boring. The people are typical. You know, we all know Peter isn't that bright. Some of the disciples have issues. Jesus sometimes, often, surprises us, but many of the characters are kind of people we really, really, really can sort of just put away and think about once in a while. But in today's gospel, we hear about some people that can show us a lot. First of all, there's Simeon. Now, Simeon was righteous and devout. I don't know how that makes you feel, but it makes me feel inadequate. Because Simeon was looking forward to the consolation. His whole life was dedicated to God. His whole life was dedicated to looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. And in my heart, I would think, isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't that be so wonderful? Simeon, however, carried a burden. He carried the burden of knowing that once he saw the light of God revealed, he would die. Which is definite. A definite ending. He would know. But of course, he would have no idea when that was going to happen. And so there is Simeon devoting his whole life, his whole being, his whole way of being to waiting. Waiting to see this light. And he's an old man when Jesus shows up. Imagine all of the children that Simeon held in his arms as every family brought in their child for the rites of purification to make their offering to God. Imagine all the young couples that Simeon dealt with. Imagine all those babies he cradled and looked into their eyes and yet did not see what he was looking for. Until today. Until he held Jesus and he recognizes in that child's eyes the light of God. And there's no doubt for him about it. It is done. I am dismissed according to your favor because here is a light. Here is a light for all the world. What a blessing for Simeon to know that he'd done his job well, that he was going to be at peace from now on. That is not often the case for us. We don't often know exactly what's going to happen to us. In fact, rarely do we ever know that. We do not know what a sign may be. We have to discern and watch for signs in our lives to know what's fulfilled and what isn't and what we're meant to do. And so from Simeon, we can take the sense that God, though, despite that, rests within us. We may not know, but God is always within us. God is always within us, looking out with eyes that are ours, seeing the light of Christ in many, many places. And so I think from Simeon, we are meant to watch for the light of Christ in the eyes of others, and to watch the light of Christ in this world. There's one little line about here who says that the child's father and mother were amazed about what was being said about him. You think? Young parents, can you imagine how overwhelmed they must have been? All of the drama that went before this, Mary getting pregnant and Joseph having to be with her, and then people arriving, no hope, no room at the inn, and then people arriving with sheep and angels to praise God, and then another whole group of people arriving with gifts. How astonishing. And then to finally do what is just normal. This is what all their friends would have done with their firstborn male children, off to the temple. Thankfully, they probably thought, we're just getting used to this baby thing. We can calm down. Any new parents go through that. Some of us have been through that. Finally, the purification, life will return to normal. And then this fellow says, your child is the light of God. If I were Mary, I would go, no. And if I were Joseph, I might take off for the hills. Especially when Simeon says the child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. How terrifying. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. No parent wants to hear that line. And so there we have two young parents, probably confused, probably terrified, probably in awe, and wondering what this will mean. And that is where God's light often finds us, in that very place, feeling all of those feelings, not just because we've had a baby, but for all sorts of reasons. That place of confusion and awe, that place where we may not know what will happen at all, but a sense that something is going to hurt us even though we love it or him or her. And then we have Anna. We're not done yet. We've got Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, all of 84. I know that makes some of you feel quite proud. You're older than that. But in those days, being 84 was pretty remarkable. And she had lived through a lot. And she never left the temple. What dedication. The temple was her community. The temple was the place where she found home. The temple was where she spent all her time. And she arrives at that moment, from wherever she was in the temple, and starts to praise God and speak about the child. And she kept speaking about the child. How public. How amazing that she would be touched by the light in the eyes of this child so that she would proclaim it. A woman who had been cloistered, proclaiming what she had found. The joy in that. The joy and the pure need to express it. We too find ourselves in that place at times in our lives where we cannot contain the joy that is within us. And we must share it with someone we love or maybe even with a stranger. And we do that as a community from time to time as well. I always think of especially Christmas Eve and Easter, when there are many people here we don't often see often. And we are expressing the joy of those celebrations. And there is light in that and goodness in that. And of course, at the middle of all this is a child. A child that we've talked much about in the last 2 weeks. We start to live through his life and his work. And Jesus is remarkable, of course, because he has become one of us. This morning's collect says about how God of Anna and Simeon, whose law makes known the gift of life, Jesus, whose love exposes our hardness of heart, and how we may know his reconciling presence offered for all the world. That's what Jesus offers us. And so in all of that, we have an opportunity in each place in our life to connect with this feast day, with this example of life. And in our church, we do something now every Sunday that we used to only do infrequently when I was a child, which I think is a moment to recognize the light of Christ. And that is often when we come forward to receive communion or a blessing. Yes, in the peace, we look at each other in the eyes and say, peace be with you, peace, Grayson, yes. And sometimes, but we only see a few people during the peace, which is a good thing, we'd be here all day. And it's meant to offer that peace. And before we get to communion, we do a number of things. We read, we hear these stories, we sometimes have a confession or an affirmation of faith, and we always share the peace. And then we arrive at the moment of communion. And it's something that's been practiced for thousands of years, much like this feast day. In the same way, in the same manner, maybe different words, a few different actions, but really the same liturgy that has stood the test of time. And as a priest, it is a deep honor to stand and give out communion, because some people look into my eyes, and some people don't, and it doesn't matter. Because every time you come up for communion, it's a moment of light. And it's like God is shining through you. People wonder why clergy are tired when they go home on Sunday afternoon and need a nap. It's because the feelings, the life that you bring forward to the altar goes through me and John and Carolyn, whoever. And the light of God also comes through that moment. I always think it is like Simeon recognizing the light in Jesus' eyes. That moment when we can pause just for a moment. Pause in front of the altar and be touched by God's light. There are things in our church that are beautiful. There are things in our church that are broken. There are things in our lives that are beautiful. There are things in our lives that are broken. But Christ comes to reconcile all of it. And in that lovely gradual hymn we just sang, O little love who comes again, O little love. It doesn't have to be a bolt of lightning to hit us. It can be a little love that sneaks in through the back door of our lives and offers us some peace and hope and reconciliation. But that disarms us. And for us, for a moment, it opens the world and makes radiance shine through. No heart so hard it does not move, no hate resist your open love. Defenseless in our hands you come, to Herod's power, to Mary's home. And so for us, that last verse is what we are called to do, to be open to that moment. Whether it be here, or on the street corner, or in your own home, or on the bus, or the train, or walking down the street. As all the wise look for your star, so I must follow where you are. As you are light, so must I be. As you are peace, be peace in me. So wherever you find yourself today, whether you're feeling like Simeon or Anna or Mary or Joseph, open your heart and let the light of Jesus shine in.